Divine health and healing has not passed away. God has provided a path for your total restoration and victory. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland shares a powerful message from Healing School.
Let's look at the centurion in Luke chapter 7. The centurion's servant. The centurion's servant was sick and ready to die. And when the centurion heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. This is 7:4. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation. He's built us a synagogue. Jesus went with them. Now, was Jesus easy to receive from? You know, Jesus was a very busy person, as we've just seen. But when he comes into faith, he makes time. And so these men, he went to see the centurion. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that thou should enter into my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Say in a word, for I'm a man of authority, set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. Do this, and he doeth it. Jesus heard these things. He marveled at him, and he turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. What was that great faith? It was faith in what Jesus said. He said, you say it, and it'll be done. Glory to God. Well, that's our attitude today. We see it in the Word of God. We see where the Word gives us healing, and we say it'll be done. Amen. The Word of God. I've not seen so great faith. And they were sent. So in these places where it talks about individuals' faith or individual healings, normally you'll find faith. You'll find faith with it. What is faith? Faith is believing what God says in His Word rather than what you see or feel or experience. They returned to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. What was standing between that servant and being whole? Faith in the Word of God. Faith in Jesus caused sickness to be gone from that servant. What was standing in the way? Lack of faith. But when he found faith, when he believed God, the sickness and disease was gone. Now that's all that's standing between you and me today. And our healing is to believe the Word of God and to act on it. Faith, say in a word. I want to look at the woman with the issue of blood in Mark. She's also in Luke 8, but this is our favorite spot for that woman. And we're going to act on this today. She really, Brother Hagin used to use her as an example of what to do to receive anything from the Lord. And it works. Let's look at verse. Well, he ran into this one, that one. He ran into one that was possessed with a devil. He delivered him, the madman of Gadara. Remember him? You might have mind trouble today, but I doubt you're in this condition, or they'd have probably kept you locked up. He wouldn't wear clothes. He was crazy. He was possessed with devils. It says in verse 15, and they come to Jesus. He see him that was possessed with the devil. This is 5:15, Mark 5:15. See him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion. After Jesus got through with him, he was sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Glory to God. And they were afraid. Now they're afraid. Now that he's in his right mind, they're afraid. It says up here in verse 5 earlier that he had no clothes on. He was crazy. He didn't even have his baggies on. He had no clothes on. And he was come out of the ship. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. So whatever is wrong with you today, the devils or sickness or disease, the power of God is present to heal and to deliver you. You only have to receive it when we pray. And so, you know, he was in the tombs day and night. He was really a case here. He cried out with a loud voice, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that you torment me not." For he said, Jesus said to that demon, "Come out of the man, thy unclean spirit." Hallelujah. If you're here today and you feel you're bothered by unclean spirits, when we pray, we'll believe God with you, and you believe God, and you cast them out. And when the devil tries to come on you, don't let him. What have you got to do? You've got the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The devil is subject to the name of Jesus used in faith in the same way that the devil was subject to Jesus when he was in the earth. That name still carries that power and authority. Jesus said, "In my name, cast out the devil. In my name, heal the sick." Thank God for the name. We have the name. Hallelujah. We're going to use the name today. Bless the Lord. And they came to, let's see down here. And Jesus delivered him. He was clothed and in his right mind. He wanted to go with Jesus, be part of the team. Jesus said, go home in verse 19. Go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has had compassion on thee. Then Jesus left there, went to publish in Decapolis. The man departed and went to publish in Decapolis great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Now look there is the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. Glory to God. And he's looking for help for his daughter. In verse 23, Jairus besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live." See, Jairus was saying with his faith what he wanted to happen, what he expected to happen. He fully believed that if Jesus would come, this is exactly what happened. He was given Jesus words to work with. "My daughter lies at the point of death. I pray, come lay your hands on her." Or actually, it shows here that that's in italics, and he actually said, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come lay your hands on her, and that she may be healed, and she shall live." He said it. He said what what he wanted. He said the end result. He said what he expected to come to pass. She shall live. Look what Jesus did. Jesus went with him. He saw his faith. He knows faith when he sees it. He knows your faith this morning. And when we pray, I want you to let loose with everything you've got, moving, shaking, begin to do what you couldn't do before, run around the building, do what you couldn't do. Jesus is present to heal, and he's just as quick to heal as he was when he was in the earth in person. Jesus went with him. Much people thronged him. On the way, a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, I know you've heard this story. You need to hear it again, because you're no worse off than she was. Jesus is here today to heal you. But she had something. She had faith. A certain woman with an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. She was not only sick, but she was broke now. This sickness had cost her everything she had. She had gotten no better. When she heard of Jesus, she heard about him. I don't know if she heard about one of these other, I guess she'd heard that she might have heard about the madman of Gadara. She might have heard about this miracle or that miracle. But whatever she heard,
It got her in her heart.
When she heard of Jesus, of course, everybody was talking about Jesus. He was
on the lips of every person. There were multitudes of people that had been healed. The man with the withered arm, all the different ones that have been healed, the withered hand, all the ones that have been healed. People talk, you know, when they get healed. You see a man with a withered hand, and then you see him again the next day, and that withered hand's normal. You're going to just naturally say, "What happened to you?" She heard that things were going on.
She heard about Jesus. And even though she was taking her life in her own hands, she got out of her place. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garments. She was not supposed to be. It was against the law, against the rules, for her to be out in public with an issue of blood. But she fought her way in. Now, there was a multitude around him, but she fought her way in. She touched his garment, for she said, see, her faith is talking. She said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole."
She said it. And she not only said it, but she did it.
She fought her way through there. And straightway, the fountain of her blood, when she touched him, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body
that she was healed
of that plague.
Glory to God. Plague killing her. Plague nobody could do anything about.
A sick woman. But she heard of Jesus. Faith came and she said something. See, faith says something. Faith said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." When faith says something, Jesus agrees with it.
And the moment that she touched him, virtue, power, the anointing went out of him into her. He perceived that anointing had gone out of him, and he said, "Who touched me?"
And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she knew she had received it, came and fell down at his feet.
And what did he say to her? "Daughter, thy faith," not my faith,
"thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague."
Glory to God.
Now, Brother Hagin used to say, anybody, I believe he said this. I should ask Ken to verify this, but I believe he said this. Anybody that will do the four things that the woman with the issue of blood did can receive anything from the Lord.
What did she do? She said it with her mouth. She acted on it. She did it. Then she received it. And then she told it. She testified to it. Glory to God. That little old woman, Jesus knew about her when, as far as we can tell, when he knew that virtue went out of him. But when she was ready, he was ready. He might not have, I don't know that he knew about her until that time. He might have, but it didn't say he did. But when virtue went out of him, he knew that anointing had left him, and he said, "Who touched me?" What happened to that woman? She brought the power of God down into her body. With her faith, with her words of faith caused healing to come into her that day. She said it. She did it. She got herself out of the room. It was against the law for her to be out of the room. But she got herself down there. She fought. She had to come in the press. Can you imagine the people that were surrounding Jesus that were trying to get healed? But she fought her way through. So whatever you've got to come through today, unbelief, whatever it is, come through it and receive when we pray. Jesus is the healer. He is here to heal you. This morning, set aside in every meeting specifically to get you healed. Hallelujah. He always comes. He's here. When we pray, I'm going to read you the scripture in Isaiah 53, 54, and we're going to pray on it. See, we're in a more powerful position than the woman with the issue of blood was. But she didn't have any trouble receiving because she had faith. Faith receives. Faith receives. She did it. She heard it. She did it. All right. And she received it when she acted on it. Now I'm going to read the Amplified Bible because I think I like this translation well. This is about Jesus. I quoted it earlier, I think. But this is what happened on the cross. We're way ahead of where that woman was, but yet every person that came to Jesus in faith received. Everyone that would receive did receive. Hallelujah. Jesus is no respecter of persons. When we pray today, when you pray at home, you get the words of healing out. You put them in your eyes, in your ears. Say them out loud. Receive them into yourself. And then you're a believer, you in the name of Jesus say, "Flu, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You get off my body." All you've got to do is receive the words on healing, your healing list. Have those ready. Have words ready to go to in the Word of God at the first symptom of healing. I mean, of sickness. You know that healing is the will of God. Sickness is not the will of God. The first pain, the first moment you realize I've got fever, something's wrong here, or you feel sick or nauseated or whatever happens at the first sign of a symptom, you have your own healing school right there. You have everything ready. You know where the scriptures are. Put them in your eyes, in your heart, and then you say, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, sickness. You get off of me. I'm healed." You have your own healing school. Mothers have to have healing school all the time for their children. I'm telling you, you lay hands on those children, those little fellas come in and they've got fever. Lay your hands on them and rebuke the fever and rebuke the source of it in Jesus' name. You are responsible for keeping them healed. Surely, this Bible says in Isaiah 53:4, it says in the Amplified, surely. You can count on it. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement of our peace and well-being was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. When was this? This was on the cross when he took our sins. He took our sicknesses. He took our weaknesses. Hallelujah. He was wounded for us. He was bruised for us. He died and was raised again for us. And he took the whole curse, Galatians says. Every sickness, every disease, every malfunction, every weakness, every infirmity you can have today was under that curse. It's been done away with. Now today we're going to act on this word right here. By his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By his stripes we were healed, the King James says. Now, Peter looking back at the cross, Isaiah's prophesying it. Peter looking back at it said, by his stripes ye were healed. We're the were healed. Glory to God. It's already happened. We're not in Isaiah's position. He saw it. He saw what was going to happen. But surely he has done the deed now. Jesus has borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed.
turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
Have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
I ruptured a disc in my back last autumn, and ever since then, I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like that, but the doctors will tell you you're never going to be the same again, and you get a list of warnings. And I had noticed that even though I was able to walk, I couldn't sit for long periods of time without moving constantly. I would have pain. I would wake up and, you know, that feeling of waking up on the wrong side of the bed. I would have pain that sometimes shot partway down my leg. I had tightness in my hip. And I just lived in constant fear that I was going to re-injure it. And there were times I could barely lift my left leg as a result. And I just wanted to come in today and said, you know, let's go to healing school. And I was sitting there in the audience while Gloria was speaking, and she said, you know, there are these four steps that the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years that she had followed, and you ask for exactly what it is that you want, you believe, you receive, and then you testify. And I was sitting in the audience, and I said, Lord, you know, this is what I want. I want my sinuses healed, because I've been afflicted with that since I was 7 years old, and I want my back healed. And I believe that if one of the healing teachers here today touches me, I'll be healed. And I didn't even have to get touched. Gloria was praying, and Brother Kenneth came out, and they were praying together, and I just felt this change in my body. It was like my spine just straightened up, and I don't have any pain in my hip. I don't have any tightness. I can jump up and down. I can sit as long as I want. It's not a problem.
Can you tell any change in your sinuses?
It feels like, how do I explain this? When you've had the sinus problems for a long time, it feels like this area is just swollen and tight all the time. And now, no problems. It's shrunk. I can feel it. I usually feel a knot in this sinus. And there's nothing. So praise God.
So both things that you were believing for.
Yes. Now I'm wishing the list had been longer. But but praise God, I believe, you know, you don't have to have somebody lay hands on you. You can just get it from the Holy Spirit, and that's what happened. And praise God, I've been healed.
One of the first lessons we learned about faith from Kenneth Hagin was about this woman with the issue of blood. And he taught us that if you'll do these four things, anybody can receive anything from the Lord. What did she do? She said it, she did it, she received it, and she told it. So when we pray, I want you to receive your healing. I want you to say right now, when Gloria Copeland prays for me, I shall be made whole. And say it in faith. And then when I pray for you, you receive your healing. To receive is to take it. To receive is not to just, if somebody gave you a present and you wouldn't receive it, you wouldn't reach out there and take it, they couldn't give you a present. It would just fall on the floor. So you take your healing when we pray, and then You tell what God has done for you. You say it, you receive it, you tell it in Jesus' name. What did I leave off? You tell it, you receive it, you do it, you say it. Say it, do it, receive it, tell it in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. I pray for every person listening to this broadcast. I pray for their healing in Jesus' name. I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't move something, begin to move it. If you couldn't walk, make a move to get up in Jesus' name and to begin to take steps. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. Act on the Word of God. Receive it. Act on it. Do it in Jesus' name. God's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. You know, we've been having healing school now for about 30 years. The Lord told me 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago, to have healing school on Saturday mornings. And so we began to do that. People always get healed. And why did he tell me that? Because it's his will for you to be healed. God wants you well. Now, begin to move and do what you couldn't do before and give him praise and testify to the power of God. The new book, God's Master Plan for Your Life, is available on pre-order. You can take it. You can receive it. We'll get it right to you. And we'll give you, if you pre-order, you'll receive a free DVD with it. God is moving to teach us how to get into his master plan. He wants you to be blessed. That's why he tells you these things in the Word of God. What to do to be blessed. God wants you to be healed. That's why he tells you the plan of God and the will of God according to your healing. So you need to study these things. Be sure and order your book. We'll send it to you just as soon as possible. You'll get one of the first ones. Glory to God. I'll see you tomorrow. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. 2008 marks the 30th year of healing school taught by Gloria Copeland in our Believer's Conventions and Victory Campaigns. Make plans now to attend a convention or a victory campaign near you. Remember, this is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy and 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.